Parshas Acharimos, Perik Zayin, Pasuk Ches. V'alehim tomar, and to them you should say, Ish Ish mi beis Yisrael, for each person in the house of Israel, minagera asher yigur b'socham, and a convert who is living amongst you, asher yale ola ozevach, who brings the korban ola, or he brings the offering. Rashi says, asher yale ola, b'chayi b'sam alamakhe yivar b'chutz, to make one liable for one who burns the limbs or organs of an offering outside the Beis HaMikdash. If one slaughtered and one and his fellow offered up the limb, shneim chayvin, both liable. Pasuk tes. Pasach al-moed lo yaviyu yovienu, and he will not bring it to the entrance of the al-moed. Lasos l'sam Hashem, to do the offering to Hashem, v'nechas yishahu me'amav, and he'll be cut off from his people. Rashi says, v'nechas zaru nechas, his seed will be cut off. The mav v'nechasim, and his days will be cut off. Pasuk yod. The ish ish, and any man who raises himself in the house of Yisrael, min agar, agar v'socham, and a ger who lives amongst you, asher yochel kol adam, who will consume any blood. V'asati panai b'nefesh ha'ochel asas adam, and I shall direct my face upon the soul of one who consumes the blood. V'chrat yosah mikarev amah, and I will cut it off of its people. Rashi says, kol hanef kol adam, fi shenem rab b'nefesh ha'chaper, since it says it atones for the soul, Yachol lo yichayv. My flesh is not chayv. El adam hamikdash, only for the dam that could be used as a carbon, which can be used as an atonement. Tamalomer kol dam, any blood. Nesati panai sheli, my attention. Pona ani mikol sky, I'll turn my all my concerns. The osek lo, and I will deal with him. Pasuk yud aleph. Ki nefesh habasar, for the soul of the flesh, vadam hi, is in its blood. Vani nesati v'lochem, and I have given it. For you, al mizbeach to be on the mizbeach l'chap al nafshizichem, to be atonement for you. Kedam hu b'nefesh yichaper, for it is the blood that atones for the soul. Rashi says, ki nefesh habosel shel kol beri, the soul of the flesh of each creature is b'dam hu tolei, is dependent on the blood. L'fikach nasati, therefore I signed it, al mizbeach, on the mizbeach l'chap al nafshizichem, to be an atonement for man's soul. Tavo nefesh v'schap al nefesh, the soul of an animal should come and atone for the soul of a man. Pasuk yibes. Therefore, I say to the Jewish people, "Kol nefesh mikem lo sochadam, any person should not consume blood. V'agar agar v'sochem lo chadam, any ger who amongst you may not consume blood either." Rashi says, "Kol nefesh mikem lahazik adol maktam," which is to warn the adults having the minors eat this blood. Pasuk yigemo v'ish ish, and each person, yibnei Yisrael, from the Jewish people, mina ba'agar agar v'sochem, from the ger that's amongst you, asher tzutzayit chaya o asher yachel, who will trap a beast or bird that may be eaten. He should pour out his blood and cover it with earth. Rashi says, "Asher itzod and le'el yatzod." This only is applicable, similarly to one who traps an animal. What about itzod and v'omim? What already trapped? Like avazim tarigol mi'ayin, a chicken and geese. Tamalomar tzayid catch mikomakom, any circumstance. So mked matam lama lenamar asher itzod. Why is it emphasized that who will trap? Shul yochem baser ala bazmanazos. Meaning, it's telling us a rule that you shouldn't eat meat unless it is with this preparation. Meaning, once you eat meat regularly, it should be viewed as something that's like trapped, not readily attainable. Asher ye'echel, probably today I'm excluding non-kosher animals. Pasuk Gedal, ki nefesh kol v'asar damo b'nafshahu, because the soul of any flesh is, its blood represents its life. V'omar, so I say, the Bnei Yisrael, the Jewish people, dam kol basar lo sochelu, don't eat any of the blood from the flesh. Ki nefesh kol shar damahu, for the life of any flesh is its blood. Kol ocholav yachris, anyone who consumes it will be cut off. Rashi says, damo b'nefesh shohu, damahu lo, its blood serves as b'mekom ha'nefesh in the role of its life. She nefesh tali blood, because the life is dependent on it. Ki nefesh kol basar damahu, ha'nefesh hi hadam, the life is the blood. Dam u'basar lachin zachar, dam and basar is lachin zachar, nefesh is in the keva. So therefore, in this pasuk it says, ki nefesh kol basar damo hi, it's referring to the nefesh. The nefesh, the life is the blood. Pasuk tezo, v'chol nefesh sher tochal nevelo trifa, any person who eats that which is died or in mold. V'ezrach v'ger, a native or a proselyte, v'chibes v'gadav v'chatz v'ayim, he has to immerse himself, v'ayim in water, v'tamei ha'ar, v'nei's tamei until the evening, v'taher, then he'll become pure. Rashi says, asher tochal nevelo trifa, the Torah is only talking about a specific type of animal, a unslaughtered carcass of a kosher bird. She in la tuma Ela b'shah shnevas beis habliya. It's only tamei at the time when a person swallows it. And the Torah b'livcha kind of tells you, the Torah is telling you shemetamei b'achilasa, that it transmits tumah when you eat it. But you don't just become tamei by touching it. With treifam, we're kind of the mole animal mentioned here. L'nechrotav ela drosh. It's only written to expound. L'chein sheninu, and this is what we learned. Yachol tehid nevilas of tamei b'tamei. So you might have thought that the unslaughtered carcass of a bird is of a non-kosher species to transmit impurity through the being swallowed in the throat, tamalomar, utrefa. Mishesh bemino trefa, yatsa'of tame, she'in bemino trefa. Only a kosher animal, but a non-kosher animal doesn't have a din trefa, therefore it does not become tame. Pasuk test zayin v'imi lo yichabes begadal u'busaru lo yichas b'nasav v'no. It doesn't immerse, and he doesn't immerse his clothing or his flesh, he shall bear his, the iniquity. Rashes v'nasa v'no, meaning if im yochal kodesh, if he eats hekdesh, or he can't still make the shirt, but the base of hekdesh, then chayv al tumazo, kshar tumeh, then he'll be chayv for karis, for all the other, for some purity, like other examples of impurity. B'sar lo yichas v'nasa v'no, achitas gufo and shakaris, for not immersing his body, he's chayv karis, akivas pagadi b'malkas, but for the fact of not washing his clothes, he's punished by lashes. Meaning that the emphasis of the pasuk, that's how he reads the pasuk. His emphasis is on his flesh, but not on his garments. It's only lashes. Pasuk parakut chas pasuk alaf. Adi Hashem Moshe lemar Hashem spoke to Moshe saying pasuk beis. Davar ben Yisrael speak to the Jewish people. From Arta them say to them, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God. Right? She says, Ani Hu, I am Hu, I am the One. Shemarti b'sinai Anuch Hashem Elokecha. I said, I am Hashem your God. Kibatam lechem machusi. So you accepted yourself my sovereignty, so now you have to accept upon yourself my decrees. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, it's revealed before Hashem to Ezra that there's going to be an issue in the days of Ezra, that the future of the Jews will be rebelling in regards to the riots to Ezra. Therefore Hashem confronted them with a decree, I am Hashem God. Know who's giving you the decrees, Dain Lepara, the judge who's exacting a punishment, v'nam l'sham eschar, and also is faithful to pay reward. Pasuk gimel, k'maisei eretz Mitzrayim asher yishabtem bam, like the practice in Egypt, in which you dwell not to do, lo sasu, do not do. U'k'maisei eretz Kanaan asher nimevei eschem shama lo sasu, and the practices of lands of Kanaan, which I bring you, do not do. U'k'maisei lo sech lechu, and do not follow their statutes. Rashi says, k'maisei eretz Mitzrayim, which is makid, Magu, which tells you, the Egyptians and the Canaanites were the worst of all nations in terms of their moral practices. In that place, that's where the Jews lived. That was the most degenerate of them all. The Egyptians in Goshen were the most degenerate of all the Egyptians. That's what the emphasis of Asher Shachtim about. The nations that the Jews conquered were the most degenerate of them all. Why did the Torah leave out Shlo Amar? That shouldn't say that we're now saying don't follow the statutes. That's their traditions. That's etched in their ways of how they act. The theaters, the stadiums. Rabbi Meir says these are the specific ways of the Amoris, Amorites with the Chazal already enumerated in the Gemara and Shabbos, Pasuk and Daf, Samuch Zayin talks about it a lot. Look over there. Pasuk Dal. Es mishpatai tasu, you should do my judgments, ves chukusat tishmeru, and you should observe my decrees. Lachas behem tefal behem aniyah shalom lakeichem, I am a shem regal. Rashi says, mishpatai tasu, ilu dvar hamur betor, these are the merits mentioned in the Torah, b'mishpat, in judgment. She'ilu lonos nemru, because if they weren't mentioned, you could have an omer, it was appropriate to have said by man, without the Torah telling you. As Chukusayt Shmaru, these are things that are decreed by Hashem, Shiyetze Hara Meishav Lahem, which concerning the evil inclination reacts by asking, Lama Lo Shamar, why do we have to watch them? Humus Olam Meshivim Lahem, and the non-Jewish nations react concerning them, Kolomar, Kagon, Achilas Chazir, eating pork, Ulvicha Sadness, and where Shadness, Vataras Mi Rechatas, and the idea of the Paraduma ashes. The Torah says, "Ani Hashem, I am Hashem. Zirasa aleichem, my decrees upon you. Yatar Hashem l'tachrim, you can't exempt yourself by asking those questions. Lachas behem to follow them. Al tifatrim miktocham, don't take leave from them. Shaltomer, don't say lamati chachmas. Learn to love the Jewism of the Jews. Go and learn the wisdom of the other nations. Pasuk hey.
You shall observe my decrees and my judgments, which man shall carry out and live by them. I am Hashem.
Rashi says, to include other fine points in the portion, shall part of which the Torah did not specifically enumerate.
To assign observing and carrying out to decrees,
and observing and carrying out to judgments.
Because the Torah only says doing mishpatim and observing chukim. Now we're saying observe and do both acts, both types of commandments. And as I said, carry out means doing them, and observing them means studying the laws.
In the world to come, Shem Tomer Abom Haza, also full mates.
What do you mean? He's going to live in this world. He's going to die in this world. So Aspin, he's going to live in the world to come.
Any Hashem Nem on the Shem Ischar. Faithful, Hashem is faithful to repay reward for one who does the right thing.
Pasuk go up. Ish ish, each person share a kol she'ar she'er be saro. Lo sakiv legalis erba ani Hashem. Any man should not approach his close relative to uncover nakedness. I am Hashem.
Rashi says lo sikervu lahazir hanakeva kazachar.
Means not just the man, but even the female.
Lekach nemer loshem ram. That's written in the plural.
Ani Hashem nemel Hashem. Schar Hashem will pay a reward. The reward.
Nakedness of your father and your mother you should not uncover.
He lo segale ervasa.
Imcha he is your mother, don't reveal her nakedness.
Rashi says ervas avicha,
so ish is avicha. It's not your father, it's the wife of your father.
Oh, ina alek mashua, maybe it's just your father.
Never kind of ervas avicha, never lahalin ervas avich aviv gila.
It says later on he has uncovered his father nakedness.
Malahalin ish is aviv, afkan ish is aviv. It's a connection to another pasuk when you see. Later on in Perek Chaf, it's referring to a man's father's wife. So here also it's referring to his father's wife.
Veras imacha lahavi imo she'ino ishish,
meaning it's even his mother who's not anymore married to his father.
That's included in the Yisra as well.
Pasuk ches ervas ishish avicha, the erva of your father's wife, lo segale, you should not reveal.
Ervas avicha, he is the erva of your father.
Rashi says, the rabos achemisa is to include even after death.
Pasuk tes ervas achos chabas abicha obas imecha moledes bayis umoledes chutz lo segale erbasan,
the nakedness of your sister, whether your father's daughter or your mother's daughter, whether born in a home or born outside, you should not cover their nakedness.
Rashi says bas abicha afas anusak b'mashma,
the implication of the pasuk means even if the daughter was unfortunately raped by one's father in a non-marital relationship, it's also included.
Moledes bayis umoledes chutz bein shomrim lo abicha,
whether they say to their father, Kaimes ami ima, you may maintain this woman who is your mother as a wife, uvena mlo hotis ima, or they say send your mother out, kiro mamzeres from the Sina, like for example she's mamzeres from the Sina, still you can have relationships with this sister.
Pasuk yud,
ervas bas bencha, the nakedness of your son's daughter,
obas bitecha, or your daughter's daughter,
lo segal ervas son, you should not reveal, ki ervas secha hina, for they are your own shame.
Rashi says, ervas bas bencha,
Bito be'enuso, meaning his daughter from a woman who he raped.
That's what the pasuk is referring to.
Ubito, ubas bito me'ishto. And when we're talking about his daughter, it means his daughter's daughter from his actual wife.
On the Levitim, we learn ervas isha bito, from the nakedness of a woman and her daughter. Never kind of about it says lo segale bein shehi mimenu bein shehi mishacher,
whether she's the woman's daughter from him or whether she is the woman's daughter from another man. If it's the person's wife, there's an issur to have relations with that granddaughter.
Ervas bas bencha, the nakedness of your son's daughter,
kavachomer levitcha, and all the more so to your own daughter.
Ella lefi she'in masir mantin,
since they do not derive a negative prohibition by a kavachomer through reason,
lamanduha, so we learn the negative commandment of your own daughter, mikzir shavim misachas yivamas,
from Misachas Yevamos, even though the Torah never actually explicitly mentioned that as an Isser.
Pasuk Yud Aleph, Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha, the Erva of your father's wife's daughter.
Moledes Avicha, Achos Chahi, who is the born to your father, she is your sister.
Lo Segal Erasad, never reveal her Erva.
Rashi says, Ervas Bas Eishes Avicha, Limeid She'in Chayev Al Achoso,
teaches you that a person is Chayev a punishment for a sister, Mishivcha, from a Canaanite woman, or Venakras, or a non-Jewish woman,
Fisha Omer Lamalek, because it says, Moledes Chutz.
Because above it says, well, as chus shomrim levicha otzei, which we say your father has to send the wife away, yachol af mishicha benachris. So I thought even a shicha or a nachris, so kach lemar, bas eshes avicha, beru'uya l'kidushin. That's why it says in the Torah, your father's wife's daughter, meaning it's a person who is the daughter who is of someone who is fit for marriage, to be actually a wife. Pasuk beis ervas achos avicha l'segal, the nakedness of your father's sister, you should not reveal, she'er avicha hi, is your father's flesh. Pasuk gimel ervas achos imcha l'segal, the nakedness of your mother's sister, you should not reveal, she'er avicha hi, is your mother's flesh. Pasuk dalad, ervas achi avicha l'segal, the nakedness of your father's brother, you should not uncover, al-shavlu sakriv d'besalcha hi, and you should not approach his wife, because she's your aunt. Rashi says, "Ervas achi avicha lo sekale." Umahi ervas. So, what is the erva? Elish tochalo sekriv. Don't approach his wife. It's not referring to having a relationship with him. Pasuk says, "Ervas kalascha lo sekale." The nakedness of your daughter-in-law, you should not reveal. Eishes pinchahi. It's the wife of your son. Lo sekale ervas. Don't reveal her nakedness. Pasuk Rashi says, "Eishes pinchahi lo marti el b'sheish lo pinchahishes ba." It's only usher when your son's married to her. Pravanus, excluding someone who is raped by your son. Shivcha benachris, there's no this isher does not apply. Pasuk tazayin, erva as eshes achicha lo segale, the erva of your brother's wife, you should not uncover. Plus erva as achicha he, it's your brother's nakedness. Pasuk tazayin, erva as isha obita, the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, lo segale, you should not uncover. Esbas bina vesbas bita, you should not lo sikach, you should not take her son's daughter or her daughter's daughter, Legalus Ervasa, to reveal her on her nakedness, Sheira, Hina, Zimai, their kin. It is a suggestion, a sinful advice. Rashi says, Ervas Isha Ubita, Lo Asar Kasav Ella, Al Idin Nisa Harishon, Rishona. The Pasik is forbidding only through a marriage of the first one, meaning the prohibition refers to a verse, to the verse applied, the prohibition of the Pasik applies only to when you are married to the mother. The Kach Nemar, Lo Sikach. That's what it says, don't take after Lashakich, which means marriage, don't take the daughter. That's why by the punishment, Asher Kach Es Isham Es Ima, a man who takes his man and his mother, Lashakich, which means taking out of wedlock. Anas Isha, if a person just rapes a woman without any marital relationship, then he can marry the daughter if she is not, if it's not actually his daughter. Sheirahina, Kervazulazu, they're close to relate to each other. Zima, Eitza, which means advice, Kitargumo, Atzas, Eitzas Chatoin, sinful advice. Sheitzracha, Yoatzcha, Lachto, your evil inclination is advising you to sin. Plus Yidchas, Visha, Alachos, Lusikach, you should not take a wife to her sister. Litzror, to be a rival, like Allah Servasa, Allah Vichayah, to uncover her nakedness upon one of them, upon the other in her lifetime. Rashi says, as a chosash teim ka'achas to at the same time, l'tzror l'tzol tzorah to be a co-wife, l'tzol zu tzorah kizu to be a co-wife for the other one, v'chayeh l'marcha, which tells you, shemgirsha, if he divorced her, lo yusa as a chosah, he can't marry his sister, calls on she yuchayeh any time that she is alive. Pasuk yitess, v'al isha benidas tumas lo sikri v'galos, ervasa, a woman who in her time of nidus, when she's menstruating, you cannot uncover her nakedness. Pasuk Chaf, Be'al Ishes Amisecha, Lo Siten Shechavtecha Lezera, you should not lie carnally with your fellow's wife, to make yourself impure with her. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Umizanacha, Lo Siten Haver L'Molech, you should not present any children past your Molech, Lo Sechala Shem Shemakacha, Ani Hashem, and you should not profane the name of Hashem, I am your God. Rashi says, the Molech, Abarazar, he's an Abarazar, Shishma Molech, which is called Molech. Vizogi Abaraz, it's the Abad, Shavosir Beno, the Karamim, the person who gives a son or daughter over to the priest of the Molech. The ocean say Maduros, Kedos, they make two big bonfires from Abaraz, then they would pass the son over, Baragul of Amfut, Bain Shde Maduros, Aish, between these two bonfires. Los Atinzu, Misiras, and the Karam, this is referring to giving over the priests, Lahavir, Zuhavaraz, Aish, this is passing through the fire.